Podtacular 234. Podtacular update for September 8th, 2010. Welcome back to Podtacular, the unofficial Halo Universe podcast. We are back from our summer hiatus of about 4 weeks with a wonderful panel of guest hosts tonight.
Why'd you laugh at that? Like,
there's no elephants in here.
What about elephants?
What?
That's what it sounded like on my end.
Yeah, totally.
Anyways.
Yeah.
We're back.
Circus Peanuts.
Episode 234 and everything. Trying to catch up on...
Hey, notice that? 234. It's sequential.
Sequential. Yeah. Very good. It's just missing the one in front of it.
It's still sequential. Yeah. It doesn't have to have the one.
Yeah. A straight is still a straight, even in cards, if there's not, like, the first number.
This is
true. This is true.
This is deep.
This is deep? How deep?
Very deep.
Like Awestruck or something.
Oh, goodness.
We should go ahead and introduce them.
Yes. We're going to introduce our panel of guests. Brent is here, co-host, as always. Hello, Brent.
Hey, guys. I missed you.
Oh.
For real, I missed all of my listeners. All three of them. I contacted them on Twitter all the time. I didn't have anybody else to talk to.
Aw.
I just like at Twitter. What are you doing right now? Huh?
You know what that says? People you need to start adding them on Twitter.
Yeah, I'm lonely.
Do it.
Don't ever change.
Also in the house is Keet from the Running Riot podcast. Hello, Keet.
Oh, hi.
Oh, hi there.
I see you there, buddy. How you doing?
I see what you did there. You said hi.
Keith, what you been up to lately? We missed you since the last time you were on the show.
Missing you guys, too.
Missed us?
Yeah, I did. I very much enjoy this. Last time, pretty much just taking a break now, because I want to play Reach. But right. I just finished interviewing... Bernie Burns. Thought it was a good way to end off Halo 3. And now taking a big break, and I'm going to upgrade the Running Riot to a new format for Reach. I don't know. Maybe I'll just go high def. Try to do it with least amount of money possible.
What's next after Running Riot, then, if you're going to be upgrading?
The Running Riot 2.0.
Well, I mean, what you should just go with the next like kill streak, you know, in order. What's after?
I can't. Halo 2's Running Riot was 10 kills in a row.
So like, what's 15? What's above that?
15 is now in Halo 3, the Running Riot. But now in Halo Reach,
we don't know yet, do we?
I should be up on this, but I remember it went to 20.
Really?
Yeah.
20 is a Running Riot.
So you're getting an automatic upgrade anyways.
Yes, you're automatically upgrading. There you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Reach.
I just like the name.
Running Riot.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, I can do that really well with my mic.
Pretty good.
Wow, I'm impressed.
I'm trying to get that guy as a guest.
Does
anybody know his name?
It probably helps if you know his name if you're going to try to get the show.
You were the one that told me who the guy was. I forget what his name was.
Oh, I looked it up on Wikipedia one day. I didn't, like, commit it to memory or anything.
I'm pulling up something on my computer right now, though. Make me remember the name. But I don't know off the top of my head, but I definitely put it in my list of to-dos, you know, people I have to do.
Yeah, but we want to do the Master Chief, the guy who does Master Chief. I'd still want to get Nathan Fillion on, but...
Jeff Seitzer.
Bullseye.
That's a soundbite.
That sounds right.
I just feel like if you got him on there and you had submissions, people would just constantly submit stuff for him to say.
I want to get Steve down.
I've got a laundry list of things for him to say. I want him to say, like...
I want to have him say Podtacular just for us, but...
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to mix him with Michael Buffer.
Oh, yeah. Michael Buffer?
Yeah.
Ooh, let's get ready to rumble!
Let's get ready to get a running riot!
Yeah, that'd be sweet.
Let's hide the leader!
That's why a voice actor could never come on Podtacular if I were still co-host.
Because
I would just ask him to say just a whole bunch of stuff. And I would probably, if they were like a character or anything, I'd end up calling him that character instead of that real name.
The whole show.
Hey, Chief, like, can you... my bad.
Commander Miranda Keys, how you doing? I haven't named you. No, you know. Oh, man. I don't know. Dead air is dead.
Go ahead. I'm done.
Okay. Next on the list is one of my close friends, Ace of Spades Card from Cyberline Films. Welcome, Ace.
It's good to be back for, the fifth time? Something like that? I'm slowly becoming a regular guest.
I think it's definitely more than the fifth.
Well, something like that. I'm definitely a regular guest now.
Right.
Feels good being like included.
Yeah.
So what have you been up to over in Cyberline
Land?
Even though we've already had this discussion for 30 minutes earlier.
It's kind of like Utah. The news talks about them doing stuff, but nothing's really happening there.
Oh, okay. That kind of sucks.
Well, I mean, like, you know, we're definitely in a slump. And I don't know. I feel like Halo Reach is going to bring us back just because of all the new ideas that'll pop up. That and achievement guides alone will bring us back.
Yeah.
I mean, if nothing else, that. But I feel just the creativity with, you know, Jackfire being really good with Forge World and Chicken, you know, doing videos and Porkchop doing achievement guides and me doing my, like, definitely for sure bringing back my custom game nights. I seriously believe that Cyberline could get back on track with Reach. If not, then we'll be like Reach. This will be our final thing. Because it'll be really hard to move, like, forward after that.
Right. I hope you guys can get back on the ball in that thing.
Well, all we got to do is knuckle down, make a video, and finally get a stinking podcast out.
Yeah. I hear that.
Those are the ingredients for success. Video, podcast, success. Profit.
What's that website again? Say it again.
Cyberlinefilms.com. It's nothing special.
There you go.
How do you spell cyber?
How you normally spell cyber?
For the listeners.
C-Y.
It's okay with the new Google Instant.
Oh, God.
It knows what you're thinking.
Right.
It does. It can read your mind.
Ooh.
Oh. I guess the extra sound effect wasn't exactly needed, but okay.
No, it was completely needed.
You think so?
Yeah.
Yes, we don't get to have enough of that. Skype doesn't allow us to do that.
Man, we need to have our own little, like, soundboard.
Full we clips do need a soundboard.
Yeah.
Soundbites.
With my favorite. Yeah.
Soundbites have the best impact when they're played during the show, so we can all relax and.
Yeah, laugh. But you can't abuse them though.
Oh, I want to abuse it so bad. Over and over, I want to.
You have people shooting over, stuff in the button. Background of your podcast. I think you're settled with. You have all the sound bites you need.
I can shut that off.
True.
Actually, no, I can't.
You could say that your show gives dead air a new meaning.
Oh,
get it with the bullets and yeah. Oh, man. Oh, I come up with the best stuff. What are we talking about?
I don't know.
Did we even introduce Sam here?
He's still.
I think we were stalling.
Yeah, we were stalling because he's not back yet.
Oh, he's not here?
No, He went somewhere.
I just blow a surprise.
Wish I could go out and get like a Coke or something right now. Or Pepsi.
You sure can. What's stopping you?
The internet. I'm addicted to the internet.
Well, pick up that computer, whether it's a desktop or a laptop, and bring it with you.
Desktop would be kind of hard.
Yes, you can. You can do it.
Yeah, but this then how would you power it? Internet. It wouldn't be plugged into the wall anymore at that point.
Well, you need an iMac. And then you could, just a long
but that's a laptop. That's not a desktop.
Say what?
You still have a problem. That's still a desktop. It has to be plugged into the wall.
This is like the worst episode of This Week in Tech ever.
You know what? This is the problem when we talk ourselves out for 3 hours before the show.
Man, you guys should have heard the show that we had before this, or just a random conversation we had.
That's just for us.
Man, it's awesome. It's great, guys.
Although I could release it as an extra.
For subscribers only.
We don't have that system in place yet.
Oh, do you guys ever go to giantbomb.com?
I thought they would start charging.
Well, there's been discussions about kind of having a particular Prime thing.
Prime?
Yeah. Ooh,
I like it. Prime time?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then you'd get like a certain allotment of space where you could get us to render videos.
I'm paying just for the name.
I'm a Prime Podtacular member.
Venture capitalism. It's awesome.
I want an avatar. I want something to Halo Waypoint.
Yeah, I don't know if we have that kind of connections. It'd be cool if we did.
Okay, we'll work on it.
We could have like custom form avatars if you pay us.
I mean, the closest thing that you get right now is the Podtacular gamer pick.
Okay.
That's about as close as you can get to customized Podtacular stuff on your Xbox.
I'll take it.
What kind of avatar props would the Podtacular series have?
Anus armor. Sorry, that was the first thing that came to
mind. That's pretty great, dude. That's pretty great.
Nay. Just a pink blob.
Yeah.
Oh. Homicide sauce. There's some other ones that are in there. Oh, here we go. Fumo's folding bike.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Fumo running shoes.
What would be
Air Fumos?
Or something for Podtacular? Maybe just an iPod. I'm not sure. But that is a good question. Anyways, we're going to get back to Chris once he decides to show back up on Skype. And we'll go from there. But we've been away for, I want to say, 4 weeks at least. It's been that
long. Well, this is like Inception. Like, 5 hours in the real world is like
10 weeks in the dream world.
Five weeks in Podtacular world. In the world of amateur podcasting.
Yeah, we're definitely
time moves slower.
The world we live in.
We're definitely amateurs at this point.
It's like the hyperbolic time chamber from Dragon Ball Z.
Except now I got my ball and I got my nice microphone, so
that's cool.
I'm already halfway there to Leo Laporte.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, you need to get one of those balls that he sits on.
I have one of those.
Oh, you got one?
Yeah.
Is it comfortable?
Yeah, it's pretty nice.
Has it ever popped?
No, but I popped the one at home.
You mean those exercise ball thing?
Yeah.
Have you been practicing your catch lines? Have you been doing any screw you, Mike Arrington?
No, I haven't. I think Ace has a good montage of those deadly screams. Right, Ace?
They've got to have t-shirts somewhere, like on Cafe Press, that say screw you, Mike Arrington, don't they?
Maybe, I don't know.
That'd be pretty sweet.
I'm catching up. I have. I just downloaded all the stuff that I've missed for Twit over like the past 4 weeks, and let's see. I have 60 hours of stuff that I'm behind on.
in like Twit?
Yeah, 60 hours that I've missed of at least the stuff that I like to watch.
Right.
Which is
I mean, there are a lot of shows on that network though.
Yeah, but the main ones I watch, and now we're getting way off topic, but oh well, is Security Now, Tech News Today, This Week in Tech, This Week in Google, and Windows Weekly.
I don't really like listening to like super old shows on the Twit network if I'm like really behind. So like if I didn't, I missed a show. Like,
well, I'm 3 weeks behind. So
it's like the ultimate spoiler because you know that everything they're talking about might have been resolved by then. What's Apple gonna reveal at their? Oh, it's iPad. Why am I listening to this?
Yeah, exactly.
Oh man, I don't know. This is a great show.
Awesome show. So you guys don't have
one before Reach too.
Yeah.
Well, insult to injury.
Well, hopefully we can do another show pretty soon here that I actually talk about Reach and some of the other stuff. But I know for this show we're not talking spoilers at all.
Oh, not that much.
Next show will actually probably be this coming Saturday or Monday. We may talk spoilers, we may not. If we do, we'll explicitly say that we will.
Yeah.
And we'll probably move it to the end, but we're definitely not talking much about Reach for this episode. We're mostly just cleaning out the mailbox. Is what we're doing.
Spring cleaning.
Yeah. Well, fall cleaning at this point.
Yeah.
But so
it's gonna be a nice send off to Halo 3, though. You know, right now I'm actually I'm starting to realize that we're not gonna be playing Halo 3 at all in a couple of days. So
I'll still go back to Halo 3 because I got plenty of more achievements to get, especially those FFA ones.
Until Microsoft shuts down the system for it.
Right.
Well, I mean, they kept Halo 2 up for, let's see, 8 years.
Well, when you pay $50, you're expected to have that service, you know, for a very long time.
I mean, Halo 3 will be up for at least, I want to say, at least another 3 years.
Halo 3 is never going to go down, guys, by the way.
But when they shut down the system, they just kill the game. They kill the life expectancy.
Halo 3 is never going to go down, guys. It's always going to be up as long as the 360 is still around.
Yeah, that's true.
It's the only reason why they shut down Halo 2's was because
incompatible with the live service.
Well, I've got a feeling that all future consoles from Microsoft will be compatible in some way with each other.
Until the next big thing.
Yeah, it remains to be seen how much of the level of the Xbox Live service will be compatible with the new console.
Well, think about all the games you bought over Xbox Live.
It's
a download.
It would make sense.
Arcade.
Yeah.
When the new console comes out, do you just lose all those games? You would think that there would be some sort of compatibility where I'd be able to download and play the games that I bought for my 360 on whatever new console they've put out now.
Well, and Chris.
You can buy old original Xbox games on demand now. You can download them and buy them. So you're buying the game and you're not guaranteed. You don't have an online multiplayer anymore because they shut down the service.
Yep, service. Right.
So you're not getting your money's worth and they're just cheating you out of it.
Well, a lot of those games didn't have online multiplayer to begin with.
Some of them. A lot of them did. You realize the later ones, they Xbox Live in its infancy had the ones that they're offering on demand. I'd have to double check that list. But Xbox had the original Xbox had a long period of time on Xbox Live. A lot of those titles. Yeah.
Well, I mean, at this point, they basically canceled it because they had Xbox Live hard-coded into the games, and you really can't solve that with a patch, I think.
Halo's a different animal when it comes to Xbox Live. A lot of Microsoft makes changes to Xbox Live for Halo. No other game doesn't change Xbox Live another developer's game. Only Halo really gets changes to Xbox Live.
Yeah.
You're not seeing any other major changes to Xbox Live to handle Halo. They're going to work within Xbox Live system in order to to work with your Modern Warfares or your Gears of War. You don't see that many changes in the X5 log structure for those games, only for Halo.
And right. Viva Pinata.
And Viva Pinata and anything that has to do with the camp.
Or Uno. Yeah. But we're going to go ahead and introduce our last guest on the show. We had him on earlier this summer, and he's back for this one. So welcome, CM Near from CM Near Productions. Welcome back.
Hello.
CM Near Universe.
I'm assuming it's just CM Near Productions and not CM Near X-Wing or anything funky like
just,
that.
Just CM Near.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, how have you been?
Good. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah. Anytime. So, we got a pretty full panel, I'd say.
The bad boys of Halo.
I'm not sure about that exactly, but...
You're not one of the bad boys of Halo, Dustin?
You
don't like to think of yourself
My skill's not quite up there to really count, I think.
Oh, you don't have to be skilled, you just gotta be bad.
If you say so.
Fake it till you make it, Dustin.
He's afraid to put himself out there.
Dustin doesn't put out.
I'm sure he talks... You know what? I played with him online, and he doesn't talk trash, but he gets into it.
Oh, Dustin gets mad.
Yeah. I can get mad.
He gets mad sometimes. I can get mad sometimes.
Brent knows how I can get mad. Ace
Everybody
knows how I can get mad.
Come on.
You just have to play with me long enough.
The only person I've never seen get mad playing Halo in the time that I did play with her, and it was completely on accident, is BS Angel. I was playing with you, Dustin, remember?
Yeah.
It was Halo 2's final days, and
we saw BS Angel in there. Yeah,
that was before the podcast.
That was before the podcast, which kind of sucked. But I mean,
she was super cool. Like, the whole time, she was just laughing it up.
Yeah.
Like, every time she'd die, she was...
I mean, I was trying to get to a point where it was like, hey, we're the guys that invited you on our show, but it never got
like,
to that
I
point.
Wish everybody on Xbox Live could be this awesome.
Yeah.
I played with her. It's definitely, it's a matter of, like, she's definitely immune. You have to be. I mean,
yeah.
Female, period, on Xbox Live. You have to be immune. So most of the girls, I have to say that most of the girls have stuck it out this long. I'm not saying be saying to take anything away from her, but most of the girls that play with who stuck it out this long and you play with this long on Xbox Live, they can handle anything. They're bulletproof.
Yeah.
And BS Angel, though, is definitely I will give her props to her candor online. Most entertaining.
Indeed.
Yeah, well, you know, she knows her community. She knows what, dude. I'm afraid she scares me. She knows a lot. She could be a very
she knows things.
She knows things. She's in along the lines of Lewis Wu right now. It kind of scares me. Right.
Yeah, she could get you killed and never get caught.
She is, she's raised the bar quite a bit. She's in bed. Her claws are definitely in there.
And then there's the Twitter conversations.
Yes, well, you know, I mean, somebody Twitter's the place to be now for a Halo fan, I think.
We've had some interesting conversations on there.
Oh yeah, they've been great.
They're hilarious. Okay, so we're gonna just go ahead and jump right into these random frags that have been sitting some for 2 months. Some are more recent. But we're just going to go ahead and read right through those, kind of get through these as quickly as possible.
Brad's
and since we've kind of already wasted 2.5 hours of pre-show stuff, which may or may not
pre-show.
Get posted. Well, I mean, that's what it is. It's pre-show.
I know it is. And it's sad that it's longer than the normal show.
Yeah, that is kind of sad.
You never know. This is not over yet.
Yeah, I guess. It's 4 a.m.
Don't,
in the
don't jinx it. Don't jinx it, please.
We're still up.
Hey, you made the tweet. You know what?
I did make the tweet. That is true.
Hit the phone. Yeah.
So I guess I can't really put the blame on anyone else at this point.
Right. Don't flaunt it if you're not going to give it up.
Dang it.
That's what judges say.
Or as my mom would say, build character.
Okay.
Man, BS Angel's tweeting, but she can't be on their podcast.
Ooh, uh-oh.
I love how our podcast is really that? just like
what
a casual.
What you just said
like,
to me, tweet that.
What?
What you just said, tweet that.
Tweet what I just said? What?
No, what Dustin just said. Just tweet. You can't be in our podcast, but you're tweeting.
Oh, yeah, you can sit there tweeting, but you can't talk to us over Skype, huh? Is that how it is?
Oh, that'd be perfect. How funny would that be?
I don't know. I'd probably get slapped.
Everyone on the panel would do it at the same time.
She would find me in Halo and be like, what'd you say?
She wouldn't do it. She's too high up. She'd just order one of her peons to kill you.
Well, you better watch out for her.
Oh, boy, they're pounding at my door. Make them go away. Oh, boy. Okay.
Anyway.
So, we're, as every so often, we do our little random frag segment where we take all the submissions that really don't fit into any other category and read most of them out loud. We'll see which one Brent has deemed worthy of readability. So, yeah. Does someone want to take the first one?
I love how everybody's so enthusiastic about this.
I'll take first. You know why? It's because anytime you're here, Brent,
The excitement right out of the room.
No.
No, you put the excitement in the room.
The way you read these things, epic.
Like, drunken guy, like, puking out in the parking lot of the bar, epic.
Well, we've seen that a million times. It's only epic when once.
No, more epic than that.
Epic. Epic. Yeah.
It's his voice epic.
Epic.
Oh, okay. He has a good radio voice, I think. But that's just me.
I told you.
He keeps on denying it, though.
Yeah, right. Well, you know, he's being modest.
Modest. No, I'm being...
Hey, JVB would probably jump on it if he was here.
He knows he likes it. He likes it. He knows. Just read it.
He likes it,
Likes it.
What? Zach, a.k.a. the Ninja Beaver, says, I started listening to your podcast when I got my iPod Touch. I really enjoy it because you guys don't trash on other games, like some of the Modern Warfare 2 podcasts I've heard, and you make me want to pick up my controller and play Halo for the first time in 6 months. I'd forgotten how much fun it was. Thanks to your podcast alone, I did something I have no since the summer of my freshman year in high school. Stay up all night and played matchmaking. And I have one thing I do when playing video games that may help out other people. As odd as it may seem, wearing sunglasses and playing Xbox in the dark, increase my kill-death ratio by a couple points each game, keep the show rolling, and killing those alien bastards on the battlefield, a fellow gamer, by the Ninja Beaver. And on another note, I need to edit these better. I think
I snuck that one in after you edited.
Yeah, that's the reason that one wasn't edited.
Yeah, I'm
sorry. It's best that I read it.
Point.
That one's my fault. That one's my fault. I take the blame on that one.
That's my bad.
I snuck that one in there.
That's a nice tone to that frag.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really supportive.
A podcast brought him back from Modern Warfare.
Yeah. That's
weird. I'm still trying to figure out how the sunglasses.
Those guys are breakable.
What? Work thing.
Oh, the sunglass thing. That's rambling at the end, you know.
Right.
You don't worry about the stuff. It's the beginning, the honest part.
It's like you don't worry about the end stuff.
It's ramble, like we're doing now.
True, we do get off track very easily. If we were trained, we wouldn't be able to go past 5 miles an hour because we derail so often.
I was about to say, I'm glad to know that a podcast can cure douchebaggery nowadays.
You know what? Yeah.
Ouch. Dang.
Eventually, you would think those people would get bored of like the just really subtle marijuana references and just crazy bull of Modern Warfare multiplayer. It's like, check it out, man. The devs are like totally into the same shit I am. We smoke weed all the time. Check it out. Say it's 420 joint ops, huh? Get it? Get it? That's what my little gamer tag banner says. Joint ops.
Yeah.
420 killer.
420 references. Love it.
Okay. I guess I'll take the next one.
Yeah.
Polaroid Knight writes in, "Hey, Podtacular, this is Polaroid Knight coming in with my first submission. I've been listening to Podtacular ever since episode 174, around the time when Captain Crunk left. I've been catching up on Podtacular, and I think that you guys should have a Podtacular community members on a lot more frequently. I thought of this when I was listening to the computers versus console debate, and also the Halo and Call of Duty roundtable. While I was listening, I was dying to make some points that weren't made. Either way, keep up the great work. I love the show. I hope my grammar satisfies Brent, the grammar Nazi. Keep on fragging car warranty companies that tell me my car warranty is expiring, even though I'm 13 years old. Polaroid Knight signing out."
See, there's the problem right there, guys. I'm going to interrupt everything right now. I'm sorry, Brent. You read that really good. I mean, Dustin,
yes, I am Brent. Really? What? Yes. What?
Well, I've got Brent on the line, and that's the thing.
That's a bad thing
Brent
to have, dude.
Read that. That's the thing. You're supposed to read these. You read these things so well. He wanted you to read that because, you know, he wanted to make sure your grammar satisfied him.
Or he was just pissed at, like, all the times I had to edit him in the past.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, Dick, you want to quit editing me out? Maybe I meant it to be like that, huh? Maybe it's maybe this is art, all right? It can be whatever it wants to be.
Brent has to read everyone from now on. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, okay.
Dustin, I'm not saying you didn't do a good job.
I'm just sure. Make me feel better, don't you?
Dustin does a great job. He's actually a sweet voice. Better. Love Dustin's voice. Silky.
Just kicks ass.
On that note, would you like to try the next one, Keith?
Nope. Hell no.
Oh, I'm
not
man.
Going with the guys who reads the best submissions in the history of podcasting.
Well, we do have a round table thing, so you're going to have to read one eventually.
See, I've got
a short one.
See, the problem is...
Well, that is a short one. That's why I was giving it to you.
Okay.
That's actually the shortest one that we have, I think. No, there's a few shorter ones down.
Oh, that's right. Oh,
yep, this one's pretty short, though. I don't know.
Okay. I'm terrible at this. Maybe that's why. I don't care how good he is. I'm just terrible. All right. I got to pre-read. Hi. This is from Tim X222. Hi. I was just saying sorry for being absent for so long. And I am going for the no spelling grammatical errors achievement. My friend said Halo 1 on the PC, there was a rocket hog. Is this true? I shall return later and make a longer submission also with no errors. See you later, Tim X222.
Yeah, there was a rocket hog.
There was a rocket
hog.
Yes.
Yeah, and had three rounds.
It was three rounds with a single barrel.
No, it wasn't a mod. It was just part of.
No, it was just part of. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yep.
It was basically the rocket launcher stuck on the back of a warthog, and it had three rockets instead of two.
It looked like the Gauss hog.
Yeah, it kind of did.
Yeah.
Kind of did, but I mean, it's the way like you can grab it just one thing and. Choo-choo. It wasn't. You want me to do that again?
Yeah, please. Choo-choo.
Yeah.
I mean, I just caught myself doing that. I'm like, I didn't just do that just there. But sound effects.
Right.
Yeah, this is why, Brent, you should read it. I get carried away.
Yay.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, I love it when we get carried away. It's a better show, man. But I mean, we were talking about the Rocket Hog. What do you think about the Rocket Hog in Halo Reach, huh?
Well.
Think that's pretty cool.
I,
you know, spoiler always, free.
No. I know. We know there's a rocket.
This is public already.
That's not a spoiler. That's multiplayer stuff. That's not spoiler. But it's it remains to be seen how that's been fired, though. I haven't watched any multiplayer video. Have you? You guys?
I think I saw it firing off once in a game, but I don't remember which one. But I think
the
it
video
was like for, it was a red versus blue one, wasn't it?
Well, and there was a dev playthrough.
Yes.
On one of the campaign missions that came out yesterday. I believe it was yesterday, and they were playing Tip of the Spear, and they were showing off shooting the rocket hog.
Yeah. I'm staying away from all campaign things, so I didn't watch that video at all.
Yeah, me too. Me too.
Like, the most I've seen of the campaign is from that last E3 trailer that they had. Or that campaign playthrough.
Yeah, me too. Oh my god, I'm as dark as you are.
Yeah, I've seen the light.
I know. Well, you know.
It must kind of suck to be you right now. I'm not saying as you as a person, but just knowing like the end of Halo Reach right now. See, I'm excited. I'm ready to.
Oh, I'm excited too.
But you already know.
I'm actually more excited because I've watched the video. I'm actually more excited about Reach. But
glad you cleared out you as a person.
Well, I just wanted to make sure that it didn't sound like I was saying, man, it just must suck to be you, dude. Like, I didn't mean it like that. I literally meant, like, just to...
Well, we would have got that, though. We would have knew that. That's
well, I was just making
meant.
Sure I didn't come off as, like, a total dick. Like, I do that sometimes. You never know.
Total dicks don't make the podcast, no?
Eh, that's debatable.
I was about to say, is that why we got rid of Greg?
Oh!
Oh, I'm sorry, Greg.
Yeah,
you know.
We didn't get rid of him. He just never shows up. He's a busy man, so to speak.
I miss Greg.
Wait, didn't you say JVB was going to bed?
What?
What's he doing now?
He's tweeting. He just tweeted a minute ago.
Oh, man. You know what? Maybe him.
Get on his Get on him.
Asked.
Get on him. Get on him. Attack.
I'm sorry. I'm completely derailing this podcast right now.
Send in a strike.
That makes me sad, knowing that no matter how awesome of a podcast we put out, it would never be as awesome as a podcast with just BS Angel and JVB.
Oh, it would still be good. It's just that if we add them in there, it just increases the value of the podcast. Any time you add more amount of people, the value of the podcast is going to go up. Anyway, we've derailed long enough, I think.
Well,
for this next
well, everybody, I think I'm checking messages because, like, since you've been telling all this stuff, like, I'm following some activity. There's some activity.
You've got to check into this.
Well, I've
done an investigation.
I know Duststorm's sending out some messages, and I know I am too.
It's like, where you at, bro?
You know, if you got some free time.
Yeah. Well, hopefully not necessarily five
at least you're free with
time,
us.
But enough free time to come and chat.
We could bust people's balls. Why not? Go ahead.
You guys are terrible.
Yes.
This is why this needs to be a live show.
I know, right?
Right.
Well, I wanted to do a live show at some point, but now my school's internet's so messed up, I don't even know if I'm going to be able to do that anymore.
I'm telling you, man, tether it through your phone.
We need to have our own morning show.
The morning show?
I have time in the mornings.
Terrence Girl Radio morning show.
On Monday, Wednesdays, Fridays.
Wake up in the morning, knock out a podcast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, just knock out like a live morning show.
What's up, guys? Not a
it's
thing
live
happened
with Britain
today.
Duststorm. Here, bring you
it's
the 8
a.m. in the morning on WKPR XM radio.
I don't know about this 5 a.m. mess.
Yeah, that's
No, it'd be more like 8 a.m.
Yeah, an 8 a.m. I could live with.
It would be 9 a.m. Eastern Coast.
Right.
Oh, that'd be 8 a.m. here.
Well, yeah.
Damn, that...
What?
I'm a slacker that normally doesn't have to get up that early. Well, unless I go to work on those days.
I have classes at 8 on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and sometimes Fridays.
I'm no one to talk because I've worked a 6 to 11 a.m. shift, but... Yeah, I hate those days.
Okay, who wants to read the next one? It's either Ace or Chris this time.
Take it, Chris.
Do it.
I want to hear.
What am I supposed to read?
Garrett, I'll take it. I'll take it.
I don't even see it.
Exactly. I'll take it. It's Garrett.
It's the fourth one down that we're on right now.
Take the next one, T-Bone.
T-Bone.
I don't see anything, though.
Are you on the show notes?
I literally see nothing.
I don't see no show notes. I wasn't given those.
Oh, yeah, man.
I sent them after you joined. Well, here's the link again.
I just heard Control-C, Control-V.
Yeah, shush. It works either way.
Oh.
Oh.
So that's what you guys have been talking about.
Oh. Wow, this is pretty fancy.
Wow, I'm glad someone thinks it's fancy.
What, you're telling me you guys weren't high the whole time?
Like how you have the bold text to separate the different sections? And...
Yeah.
Dude, yeah, that sounds like high class.
Yeah, very professional.
No, I try.
All right.
Numbered and then lettered.
So, yeah. Like I said, I'll take the next one. This one, which is sad, because the last like submission I took had an awesome name. This one's just Garrett.
Garrett.
Hey guys, Lone Wolf here with my first submission. I wanted to know what you guys thought of the new weapons shown at Comic-Con and what you thought of Firefight.
That's part one.
Which weapon?
The new weapon.
The
what
new
was
one.
The new weapon at Comic-Con? Weapon at
it's pretty cool. But I think it's pretty awesome. What do you think, Dustin?
It had a lot of punch behind it, that's for sure.
I know, it is a lot of it seemed inspired, really.
It's a marketing
weapon we're talking about.
Contactular, making vague.
I think what the weapon might have been was the Covenant version of the grenade launcher. Maybe.
Wasn't that the plasma launcher?
Yeah, I thought that was the plasma.
No,
that was the beta.
No,
I was like,
that's their version of the rocket launcher. There's another that grenade launcher.
Yeah, like
type.
Yeah, manual detonation. I love
no,
that.
But there's the there's the one where it shoots the four stickies out. That's kind of like the rocket launcher one. And then there's actually a different one that kind of shoots out the little plasma
Covenant.
Ball.
Why do they have to have the same shit we have?
It's probably for multiplayer balance issues.
Exactly. No, no. Okay. We had the rocket, and they had like the beam rifle and the sentinel beam.
They had the fuel rod. No, the sentinel beam was Forerunner.
Yeah, look, no. They've already got a rocket. They got the fuel rod. Keep your own rocket.
As far as I'm concerned, the Covenant have the best weapon, and the glassing weapon.
Yeah.
The plasma pistol?
No, the glassing, the
power. Oh, on a large scale here.
Yeah, the glassing cannon on the, like, cruisers.
Yeah, that, like...
We have back cannons.
Yeah, but that just puts a hole in something. Glassing an entire planet...
Yeah, that's true.
You don't see Mac guns, like, destroying planets.
If they're small enough, maybe.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to take out the moon.
Guns seem like the most hillbilly weapon the UNSC could have in its arsenal. What are we going to do? We're going to take a big-ass magnet, and we're going to put that shit up in space. It's going to be a cannon.
It's going to shoot big old things of metal at the enemy.
Funk.
Well, that's
like what
that's...
I thought was.
Sorry, wait.
Like
okay,
I understand it's for defensive purposes and all, but I mean, why? Who was like going? We are fighting something that we have not met so big that we need to put these up there. Like, as far as I know, before the Covenant, all they did was fight themselves.
You ever seen those like PVC pipe cannons that people shoot potatoes with?
Yeah, that's like, all it is.
It's like the future version of that.
Well, someone was sitting around looking at old video files, and they were like, dude, potato cannon. We could shoot giant chunks of metal. We could shoot basically buildings.
That's mechanically accelerated, though.
So, I know, but instead of like funky chemicals that shot potatoes, they were just like, dude, effing magnets. They're miracles. We can shoot out of them.
Those things are dangerous, too.
How do they work?
Those things are really dangerous.
Or Mac cannons.
Mac cannons. How did
The weapon he's talking about is the concussion rifle.
What is this? I guess I haven't seen this yet.
It's in the ordinance now in Halo Reach and Bungie's site.
The concussion rifle.
Yeah.
Zeke, talk amongst yourselves as I look at this.
Talk amongst yourselves.
I think we're all trying to look at this, so I don't think there's any talking amongst.
It's been actually been talked about, not that much, but lately. Well, it's a recently released weapon. But
it's brand new.
It was done What did he say? He said, God, all these freaking conventions.
Who knows, dudes?
I can't keep track. Imagine these guys put out the goddamn.
Let's see what Bungie says. The concussion rifle. The Type 50 Directed Energy Rifle, or HEAVY, T-50-DERH, is more commonly identified as the concussion rifle. Because of this weapon's relative rarity, it is theorized that its use is restricted
This was the Covenant Grenade Launcher
type. Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, it's sweet.
This was the Covenant Grenade Launcher type thing I was just explaining a couple minutes ago.
Yeah.
Sounds okay.
You get it in your hands.
So I was right. Lucky me. My one lucky guess of the day. I'm going to be wrong for the
night. One of the things I try to keep track of is the weapon. I'd really like to know.
I get excited for weapons.
Me too. Weapons are just like, hello. That's gameplay. Gameplay is weapon.
Yeah.
It alters everything. So
I remember I was so excited for brute grenades back when they were showing Halo 3 before it came out.
Well, the big question is, are you excited now?
No, it's like I played with. It's like it wasn't as powerful as I thought it'd be.
Remember when we all thought the boot shot was going to be like awesome, and it was like, oh well, okay.
Only against vehicles.
Yeah, basically. So now that we have discussed what the sexy new weapon was,
second
part. Part D is, I was wondering if you guys will do any more customs and creation shows since Halo Reach will have Forge.
The answer is, should be obvious.
About to say, will you guys do more stuff since, you know, Halo Reach has Forge? I'm not even like a normal member, and I'm like thinking that, yeah, totally.
We should just have a new show called World of Forging.
I see what you did there.
Man, circumventing copyright.
I like to think he meant the new Forge.
No, because that would be copyrighted.
Yeah.
What do you call the new Forge? Anything? We'll just call it just Forge World. Ooh, here's a question for everybody.
All right.
Does anybody know if you can forge on the other maps except Forge World?
Yes, you can.
Oh, yeah.
There's still normal Forge. Forge World is basically just a map.
A map. Yeah. Okay.
It's like the boundary of Halo Reach.
I mean, that question's been out there for a long time, and they've addressed it numerous times and said,
That Forge World is not a mode. It's a
I keep missing it. I look for that piece of information, and I keep missing it somewhere. Like, details on that. But no. I'm sure there's amount of placeable objects that you could put. Obviously, it's the stuff only associated with sand, like Sandbox, only has a certain amount. All the maps have a certain thing.
How much to the extent
of the other maps? Like, I have a feeling it's going to be a lot taken away from the other one.
Well, what it is, I mean, it'll just be like every other Forge. You'll be able to forge everything that's on that map. But see, like, Forge World is like Foundry, where there's, like, ridiculous things. Like,
Foundry. It's a very expanded version of Foundry.
And it'll also be like Foundry and Sandbox, in which there will be items that necessarily don't belong there. Like, remember with Foundry, there was FN soccer balls. And with Sandbox, there was giant FN golf balls.
And kill balls.
Yeah, and kill balls were important.
Yeah, kill balls
are very important.
Associated with certain maps, I know it's not going to be the same level or the same things, but for a few, like, I when I saw Forge World, I'm like, are they going to do Forge World? Like, do you need to even do it in the other maps?
I definitely don't. I mean, there will be a market, sort of, to forging the other maps. For like custom game types, I guess.
MLG will.
Yeah, but not necessarily for new maps.
Yeah, that's a good point too. That's a good point. They will. For game types, not that many added structures. Yeah, fine. And
they're not going to add like extra scenery to it, but they'll definitely customize spawn points, weapon placement.
Yeah. Stuff like that. Mostly for game types, but Forge World is where probably a good 75 to 80% of your map types will show.
Tower of Power is going to come back!
My God.
It's going to be so much fun.
Don't even get me wet. Okay.
too late.
Anyway.
Well, can you imagine, it's as far as Forge World is concerned, what they did in just doing that, and all the tools that they gave us there. You already saw it in Sandbox. You saw like almost everything being made there. There was hardly anybody going back to Foundry. A lot of people who, if you spend some time, you guys, the custom games and custom maps, you spend some time at Forge Hub, which is the greatest place ever. They spend almost all their time in Sandbox. Could you imagine the time they're going to spend in Forge World?
Oh, that's why I say a good 80% of the new map variants will probably be Forge World maps. You might get a couple where someone's made like a zombie specific, map type for this. This will work great on zombie. But I guarantee you, day one of Bungie favorites for that will be just a ton of Forge World maps.
And there's going to be Aerial Griffball.
Oh yeah! Oh my God, that's just going to be insane.
Where it's going to be you're in the air the whole time.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
They've got some surprises already. The Griffball community has been already given a lot.
The thing about Sandbox, though, was at least a couple of the people I talked to, when you would go to Forge in there, whenever you save the map and reload it, stuff wouldn't actually set the way that you saved it, and it would actually kind of distort a little bit, which discouraged probably a good population of the Forgers out there. So figuring that they fixed it.
They definitely fixed it with the whole being able to forge through objects.
They added a lot of physics in there that's going to be really.
Dude, the only thing I care about is lock and no clip. Like all the other stuff, yeah, it's definitely going to help, but lock and no clip are the only things that make me happy about Forge World.
Yeah.
Not having to do
You can also place your own Spartans in there too, which is going to make Machinima probably a lot easier too.
Oh yeah, we need like 50 extras.
Machinima. I mean, it seems like every piece of Halo or every area of Halo is going to explode with Reach because of the possibilities, mainly driven by Forge.
Oh yeah,
Machinima is going to explode. The customs that are going to be created is even more.
With their search function, like for videos and stuff and files and stuff, montages will be easier.
Yeah.
One of the big things I asked Bernie Burns was as far as his extensive knowledge on Reach.
Allowed to talk about.
Well, yeah, and I already right at the beginning of the interview, I threw at him. I was like, "You probably have a huge fat non-disclosure agreement on your desk in front of you, what you're allowed to say, what you're not allowed to say, because you're in an interview." So I asked him about in the Machinima things, and the first thing he came back to me right away was, What more would you add that they don't already have?
Weapons down that you can actually use?
Well, that's the thing only associated with custom.
More customization with the character look.
Pineapple trees.
See, this is what you guys are telling me right now is the type of things I wish I could have threw at them. I was not a Machinima maker. But the interesting... As far as, you really do have a lot of tools in Reach, or at least Halo 3, as far as making movies better than any game. No other game does it, really.
Right. I mean, no other game has the game save feature.
Well, I mean, Sims to a degree, but PC games have always been easier to make.
Well, as far machinimas. As I want to leave out that. I want to leave out the you know, when the PC or gaming on the PC. As far as a console is concerned, where you really, you know, when they grab the
popular game. Oh yeah, console. Console wise, it's been like Halo and
Halo 3.
For machinima, just pure machinima standpoint, yeah.
Okay, well, the theaters remain mostly unchanged, guys, right?
Yeah.
For the most part, I mean, I'm sure they've added a few little things here and there, but for the most part, theater is still just theater.
Yeah, they added that you can actually rewind a campaign.
Yeah, but
they also
they did.
Yes, they did. Yes. Yes, Chris, they did.
That's nice.
Yes, oh, that's a big one for you, actually.
My God, just for us, because, you know, whenever we record on something on campaign, it's, you know, something random, and it's always like, you're fast-forwarding. No, you skipped it. Damn it, we got to start all over.
Yep.
Another thing I hope that they fixed is the fact that you really couldn't play clips with multiple people in the party.
They fixed that.
Okay, because I know you could do, like, full clips, but you couldn't do, like, actual...
You could, but you had to wait for a while.
Yeah, at least 10 minutes.
Yeah. The whole game data has to load. They have to load the entire data for everybody. It's not just the clip. They got to load the whole server game.
That's a 3-meg file, and then the game should be able to fast-forward through that pretty quickly. It shouldn't take 10 minutes.
Shouldn't. Well... You also got to remember, this is like their first venture doing that. Like, that hadn't been a thing done.
Well, they were supposed to put in Halo 2, they just never got around to it.
That's what I'm saying. That was their you know, test trial run.
It is true.
So definitely, they would definitely make it better this time around.
They gave us a theater. They did amazing. I mean, yeah, I know. I mean, they did a great job. I mean, I couldn't believe. I'm still beside myself. How many tools they gave us in Halo 3?
I know, right?
Well, they've just kept on.
They gave us a theater. That's bonus.
I mean, every
bonus.
Yeah, in every game they've done that, they've added something. I mean, Halo 1.
What did they add to this one?
Everything we're working on is bonus here.
I mean, Halo 1 was pretty much the game. Halo 2 was live. Halo 3 was
Forge.
Film and Forge.
Forge for sure. Forge.
ODST was Firefight.
Yep.
And then
that is a test. ODST is a test. That whole game is a test. The battleground for
and then Reach, you have all that combined with Invasion and a few other things. Forge World.
Like, Reach is basically a culmination of everything awesome that Bungie has done with Halo, packed into one. Oh, and we're gonna sprinkle a bunch of extra awesome too.
It's for us, guys. It's for us.
All right.
Pretty sweet.
Okay, hit number 3.
I was going to say, let's knock out the third thing, which was, I was on Halopedia the other day and found out there will be a sequel to Ghost of Onyx, which I think looks pretty cool. Here's the link. Link insert here. Lone Wolf signing out. I looked at that, and I'm perfectly okay with it, because the person they've got to do it did one of the short stories in Evolution. I think it's Evolutions? Or what is it? Latest one.
Oh, what is it called? I thought it was Halo...
It's something with an E.
What is it? The Fall of Reach? No.
The latest book that came out. I cannot remember what it's called. Halo Evolutions, that's it.
Okay,
it's the latest one that had all the short stories. And she did one of the stories in it, Human Weakness. And they're having her do the sequel to Ghost of Onyx.
Interesting.
Which I am happy for, because if there was one thing I was effing upset about, it's reading Ghost of Onyx and then getting like three books later and they still haven't done anything for it. Freaking cliffhanger ending, and then they're like, and now we're going to work on something else.
That's how it goes sometimes. I guess with books.
Right. Three books! Ghost of Onyx came out, left you with that huge cliffhanger, and then they're like, now we're going to go talk about Sergeant Johnson. Okay, yep. Fine. You did that little side story. What's next? Now we're going to go talk about the Spartan Gray team. Okay. What's next? Well, now we're going to just do a whole anthology of short stories. Okay, what about Ghost of Onyx? See, now we're going to get to that. They could be dead. They've waited three books for you to talk about what's next. They're dead.
Have you given up all hope?
I've given up hope that the doc is just stuck there.
Nah.
They're not going to, because, of course, obviously, now they're going to do a
sequel. You can't leave characters like that just hanging out.
It's Dr. Halsey.
They talk about Dr. Halsey. They talk about actually one of the best Spartans.
Don't sit there and say you can't just leave Spartans hanging around when obviously Spartan 117 is just bebopping through space.
Right. That's what I mean. They leave all Spartans just bebopping around.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. You can't say they can't just leave people hanging there because that's what Master Chief is doing.
They can do.
He is finally enjoying a vacation where someone's not calling.
Sleep.
He's like
piss out of his mold armor.
Yeah, he can get out and be like, "Holy, this is what it feels like." It's so nice.
And because of that, 343 is sitting on a gold mine.
Oh,
because people care about the Chief. They want to know what happened to him.
If they bring the Chief back, it's going to be in a major way. And we're going to be...
Developed by Gearbox.
Is it a spoiler to talk about the legendary ending to Halo 3?
No.
Hell no.
Or is it so far past?
Listen
to this shit?
For a game that's been out for 3 years? I don't think so.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm just saying it's a legendary ending, so I just wanted to make sure that... No.
No, I'm glad you checked that. It is good, because I like to keep my mouth and check myself. Sometimes.
Like, the very first time I saw the legendary Halo ending, I had just played the regular Halo 3 ending, and everyone was like, oh, wonder what happens to Chief? And so you play the legendary ending, and it shows that, like, planet, and, you know, with the sun coming around the corner. And when the sun came around the corner, I looked at the planet, I was like, holy, Master Chief landed on Cybertron.
This is a whole other 2-hour podcast. We're going to go from here.
Yeah.
I really hope that cliffhanger was leading into a crossover with Halo and Hello Kitty Online.
And that's where it cuts it off, right?
Yeah,
there.
That's where he ended up.
Well, that explains so much.
Thank God.
So, next, no.
Oh, we got a long way to go. I don't know if we're going to be able to get all of these.
Onyx, I think it's Onyx.
I'll have to split this into parts.
Sort of, yeah.
Yeah, if people are sending twice, then I'll split them up into different ones. What are you doing, Brent?
Brent is being a douche and making me follow his cursor. His moves, and I feel a need to, like, move mine with him. No, stop. God damn it.
This Google Docs is creepy.
It really is. I feel like Brent...
This is black magic right here.
Yeah.
I feel like Brent's watching me.
We're like witches.
Ooh.
Anyway, story, driving forward.
Chris, do you want to take the next one, please?
Sure. Who's next?
T-Bone.
Okay.
Or you can take T-Bone. A shorter one down below if you want to.
They're in no particular order.
It's tempting.
Trust me.
I'll do this one.
Okay.
T-Bone asks, hello, hosts of the wonderful show of Podtacular. It is I, T-Bone 110. The most well-prepared steak. Wow, I messed that up big time.
It's okay.
Spectacular. I have a question for you guys. What are you looking forward to the most in Reach? Personally, I can't wait for the new Forge, since I already wasted so much time making maps in Halo 3. All right, good luck with the rest of the show. See you in Reach.
See, that's lol, because that's what we just talked about for the last, like, half hour.
Yeah.
And there's your answer.
In general,
there's
your answer. We could save a lot of time. I could probably get a lot more sleep. We just said
yeah. T-bone. There's your answer. Moving on.
Rewind about 30 minutes.
Oh, man, this one's funny because I want to hear him read the end of this.
Okay, second question from T-Bone is, hey, Podtaculars, hi, Templars. It's me, T-Bone. Skip the rest. I just had a great idea for the community once Reach launches. I know that you guys already have the Pro and the Rec clans. Not sure if they are active relatively new here. Wouldn't it be cool if you added more groups? I'm not talking more clans, but clubs for people that Forge or only play certain game types. Think about the Forge one really hard, since that's the one I would really like to see. And then the last part of the question doesn't really make sense, because Reach is 5 days away now.
Yeah, but that's what makes it so great.
Chris,
that's
when you don't feel like reading anymore, just say Brent, read the rest.
See, that just shows you how, like, bad Podtacular is. Anyways, have a good day, Podtacular, and see you in 25 days, 11 hours, 5 minutes, and 14 seconds, as of the mail.
Well, we also...
Oh, Echo, man.
Yeah, someone's echoing me.
But, that's kind of awesome.
I mean, we don't do all of the submissions at once. We do them in sections.
Like, how long? That's what, 20 days ago? That's like almost the beginning of August.
You just showed your age. You just lift up your skirt right there.
That's the middle of August.
See?
That's not the beginning of August.
It's a long time. Shut your mouth.
Tell him that he lifted his shirt up again.
No, skirt, I said.
Oh. It's even better. Tell him that.
Brent, I think it's your turn.
Is it really?
I believe so.
Is it really? Okay.
We were on turn basis.
Well, Natman42. Hey, Podtacular, it's Natman42. I was just wondering, what's the opening song of the show? Also, what edition of Halo Reach are you guys getting? I'm getting the Legendary Edition. Peace out. Good luck with the podcast, and keep on fragging things that have no meaning.
Like this podcast.
This show has...
Well, I'm getting legendary, straight up.
Limited for me. We talked about this before the show too.
I know, but feel it necessary.
Toys R Us edition for me, rather.
Awesome. What does the Toys R Us edition come with?
Jeffrey the giraffe.
and Dragon Quest VIII.
Yeah.
Oh, that he just took me completely off guard there.
Glad you enjoy the show so much, Keith. We should have you on more often.
That was really funny.
To answer the question about the audio, the track is titled Halo Master Chief Remix, is mixed by DJ Recoil. And we got it off of Newgrounds.
I knew I recognized that.
Yep.
Because I have it, but I don't ever use it because I like the original better.
We will probably be changing it when Reach comes out.
Hell yeah.
Most likely, definitely, it will be.
Change it to that one that's on the Halo Reach Monument site.
Can we change it to Van Halen? I hope every show listening to Panama, because that'd be pretty awesome.
Oh gosh,
it's great intro. You and
Van Halen,
it's great. Just intro
funny, dude. Think about it, we could have like our names like superimposed onto that song. You'd edit it in there, like it'd be like Dustin.
Every host would have to get on and say their name in like a rocking tone, so
you'd only have to do it once.
Yeah, Dustin's doing Brent's. Dustin is doing Brent's.
Oh my god, this is a great show.
Yeah, I've heard that before.
All right. Tyler the P3, he's next. Who's reading him?
That would be me, I believe.
Go.
Tyler the T3 writes, "Hello again, it is Tyler the T3 submitting a post about Halo Reach. I apologize for not submitting in a long time. I've been working several hours lately. I don't know if you have talked about death barriers that you can place in Forge. Basically, there are two versions of these barriers. One that is a kill barrier that automatically kills a player as soon as he passes through it. Another is the 10-second barrier that warns you to leave the area in 10 seconds or the player dies. Furthermore, Halo Reach's campaign looks amazing and ODST-like. Finally, I am predicting that every member of Noble Team will die eventually in the campaign, with Noble 6 being the last one to die. That is all for me today. Keep on fragging trucks. And no comment from me. Because I know the factual...
Yeah, you just shut your mouth.
Whether or not that's true.
You just shut your mouth.
So I'm keeping my mouth shut.
The rest of us are going to stay surprised.
I'm keeping my mouth shut on that one.
I personally don't think they're going to die. And that's only because I've read the book.
Man, it is so hard to keep it in right now, but I'm going to keep it in.
Hey, what's the next one?
Mandarin.
Well, we could talk about
Keith.
The forge things, the barriers thing.
Death barriers.
Let's talk about barriers. Let's just...
Yeah, those are interesting. Those are actually pretty cool.
Barriers. Yeah,
I like how you could actually put in like so.
Barriers is probably the big. Oh, go ahead.
I was just gonna say like if you have a place off maybe over of water like the Griffball Court, you can basically have a safe play area and then, like right below where you don't want people to go, it's an instant kill kind of thing.
Yeah, basically stay the F out of this area.
Well, if you have Forge World, you gotta have barriers.
Also wondering, can you put multiple barriers up?
Yes.
So, say you wanted to put like a small kill barrier in the dead center of the map.
Yep.
Like a black hole esque type thing.
Oh man, that would suck.
I'm particularly
yeah, it would suck the black hole.
Go ahead.
No.
I was just making a joke off.
I'm very excited about this. Actually, the kill barrier thing is a huge, huge thing in making maps. If you make a map with a kill barrier, you can have multiple parts of Forge World all over the place and have multiple levels, warps all over the place, and you don't have to worry about anything as long as you make your kill barrier.
I hate kill barriers.
That's going to be the biggest thing. That's what every multiplayer map. That's why they can ship. They can ship in Forge World. They can ship maps on a disc because you can make a kill barrier in Forge World.
I disagree. I think the biggest thing is going to be penises in Forge World.
Oh my God!
I guarantee you there will be over 9,000.
Did you really have to go there?
Every time I make something sound epic, he makes a penis joke.
I'm just being serious here. Think about how many penises are going to be made in Forge World day one, and then uploaded onto BNet.
No, that's just about as bad as Skittles.
Oh my God! Letting it go now.
I'm just letting that sink in.
They did that in Halo 3. Oh, they did that in Halo 3 too.
Well, I mean, we all know that there are.
Yeah, but it's even easier now. Now you can have like phased and locked penises. Your penis can have a kill barrier.
That's horrible.
You're saying you can fine tune it.
Oh gosh.
You could have said vagina.
I could have, but that's not what people make. They make penises.
No, they'll definitely make those. They'll definitely have death barriers.
There will be vaginas.
And they'll definitely have death barriers if you go too far.
I'm sorry. It is easy to make a penis. Oh, my God. All right, let's stop.
Moving along.
I like how he got stuck in right there at the end.
It's true. It is easier to make a penis than it is to make a vagina.
How do you know this?
Think about it.
I don't want to think about it.
I can theorize about if one's easier to make than the other, but I don't know.
God, you should get it. We're all guys here.
Oh my God. Well, I think Chris.
Next question.
So, what's the next topic?
Mandarin. Keith, you're on it.
Thank God.
Can I get in one last bad joke?
Yes, go.
It's easy to make a vagina in Halo 3. Just spawn a warthog, because that shit's going to eat you up anyway. I'm sorry.
Timing is everything.
Edit that out.
Too late.
If you edit that out, I'm never listening to this podcast.
I didn't even mark down time.
You're going to click on the podcast?
Mandarin.
Icky.
Hey, PodTac. It's Mandarin again. When I sent my last submission, JVB had some issues about me not liking G. Lewis. That was supposedly the reason why my first submission had not been read. But Duststorm bailed me out. Thank you. I have a couple of points to make about Potacula and Reach. Number one, my top hosts, in order from favorite to least favorite, are Brent Gamer, Duststorm, and then G. Lewis.
Oh, yeah, he's
like a list of things that I would want to, like, bite my balls. Like, there's no wrong
answer. Wait, and you're at the top of that list?
That's what I'm saying. It's like the, you know, the...
Well, you're the favorite.
That's what I'm saying. It's like choosing between, you know, do you want to get shot in the nuts or do you want me to take a bat and just slam it right into your fucking balls? Like, which one would you rather want me to do, you know?
I just think it's funny he says that JVB had some issues about me not liking G. Lewis, and then he put G. Lewis third.
That's what I'm saying, dude.
Yeah, what's up with that?
Way to improve your point.
There's so much more now. Number two, I only somewhat agree with Dusty that JVB is trying to take over the podcast.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Are we really... Do I have to read the rest of this?
This is like Jerry Springer podcast, man.
This is ridiculous.
I'm going to
pre-read this before I read any of this crap.
No, the others are okay. The others are okay.
Okay. All right. So his main points are against the show, and now he's going to make his point.
Okay, fine.
Okay. I just found out while reading the politically correct Christmas Carol that most of the Covenant vehicles are such are all types of spirits, and here are five examples. Thank you for this information. Shade, the Shade Turret, a specter or ghost. A wraith is a visible spirit. A ghost, C. D, a spirit from Halo Wars and spirits from minigames. E, a phantom. It looks like... So that was it.
Now Halo Reach has a revenant, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, dude. Yeah. Someone's doing their homework a little too well.
So we're not consistent? They're not consistent? Nobody's
No,
consistent?
They are consistent. Like, yeah, they're exactly. All ghost-like things. That's what I'm saying. Like, who sits down and goes, whoa.
It's just like all human vehicles are animals.
Somewhat. Yeah, all of them. Yeah, actually.
All of them are.
Well, that's a theme. You got to stick with a theme. You
have the longsword, you have the pelican, you have the mongoose, you have the warthog, you have the falcon.
Longsword's not a.
Dustin, I thought the longsword was named after me.
Oh, terrific.
You're such a kidder, Brent.
I know. I'm pretty great.
I'm so worried.
Oh man, this is one observational dude.
I know. Moving on.
Move on. Like let's go.
I like the rest of the SSA.
He's got the Captain Obvious trophy. It looks like in a new trailer, a Spartan will rise. That Jorge? Are we saying Jorge?
I thought it was George.
I like Jorge.
It's George.
Are we saying Jorge for fun?
I'm gonna give that spoiler away. It is George.
Well, okay, that's fine. Fun.
Can I still say Jorge?
Yeah. I want to say Jorge is what I'm trying to ask you.
It reminds me of Call of Juarez.
Call of Juarez.
Get a call from an HR department of the Dhoni. We had a report that you were calling one of our... never mind.
That is not how you spell George.
No, Jorge.
I'm going to call him Jorge.
Jorge.
He's able to attach his machine gun to the new pickup truck.
Oh. What?
To the pickup truck. I'm adding words. I guess this makes D. Lewis happy because he said that civilian vehicles had no offensive weapons, except for what weapons the person is in the passenger seat has. But now you have an awesome, a Halo Reach machine gun.
Wow, he is really bashing G. Lewis.
He hates
on this.
G, man.
I was gonna say, I guess this makes G. Lewis happy. I mean, like.
Yeah, put that in your pipe and smoke it, Greg.
You're just going to have to, like, bail him out again.
Can I comment on that? Without?
He likes apples.
He's a court... Wait, hold on. I want to scroll down. Is this guy a court reporter?
What?
A court reporter. This guy took down every word. I mean, G. Lewis said.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Do not read the last thing, then.
I know. I mean, I know.
The very bottom is just, oh, wow.
I'm totally going to read it now.
No, what, number 7?
No. The very bottom thing.
Where?
Like, the last thing he says before.
Just read it, man. What are you doing?
No. When you get there.
You're not stealing my thunder.
No, you got to get there first. You're only on this.
Does someone go?
There's no thunder on this show.
Thunder.
There's only silence.
You've been thunderstruck.
Did you hear that in the Halo movie?
Yeah, that's good. They're gonna put me in the Halo Reach trailer, like the one they put out right before they released the game. Just me going, like, it's time. In a world of chaos, there was only silence. Noble Cirques.
So you're gonna do your own sound effects too,
and it's literally just gonna be that.
Just dun, 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 dun.
Well, he's got talent. He's got talent. I'm telling you. Telling you.
Number 5, go.
See, and there it is, right there. It shines.
Finish your point.
Right, my head's falling.
I'm sorry, guys.
Yeah. No, he gets carried away.
Finish your points.
Okay.
Number 5.
What?
When Dr. Halsey is talking about Noble Six, she says there was only one other Spartan with that rating. I think she's talking about Master Chief. I think she's talking about Brent Gamer.
Wow, yeah, Brent's pretty much up there. Moving.
Hey, dude, I was like, yeah. Pretty much.
That awkward silence moving on.
Oh,
don't steal Brent's thunder.
There is no thunder.
There's no thunder. There's only silence.
The year is calm before the storm.
I'm talking about the chief.
I think it's the chief too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Of course, you can't. They got some kind of tribute. At the end, she's talking about someone that asked if they have made their choice. I think Halsey's talking about Cortana, about their choice of Master Chief. Yeah.
That's debatable.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Because you have to look at, like, the time.
I know the answer to that.
You can just go somewhere.
I do know the answer to that.
And you know what? You know what? I know where you can go, and you're not going to like it.
I'm just going to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah, you will.
Go to the Polynesian Islands.
Dirty.
What?
You don't even have to say that.
Why do you got to be so mean?
Because.
If you had access to that kind of power, wouldn't you tap into it?
I do, though. I'm choosing not
to. I would. I'm choosing not to. Yeah, it's choosing not to.
We all have the power to find out like what the ending is, but
we all do here. We all can figure out everything if we want to.
I mean, crap. We just go beat up Duststorm and have him tell us.
This is true.
Spoiling something is like the ultimate dick move, especially for something as big as this.
Yeah.
The ultimate dick move.
I mean, we know from the books that Reach is glassed anyway, so.
Well, I mean, we know from the trailers that Reach is going to get glassed.
What?
What?
You know what? I really don't even know.
What are you talking about? Wow.
Number 7.
Wait, what?
Wait, what? No, seriously, go. Dude, this guy's not going to get a part 2 because his part 1 is long.
What?
You guys have a complete control.
That's only
on
part
1. No,
it's still on part 1.
Only on part 1 of this guy.
It's just a video for the next one, so just finish this first one. Hello,
this is where you, like...
Well, me?
Yeah, finish it.
You're still on number 1, bro.
You're on 7. Under number 1.
God, I was hoping you guys would take over.
We can go.
I just want Brent. I just want Brent to take over. I just love to hear him read these things.
I think 7's funny, so.
Okay.
Oh yeah.
At least read that one.
Okay.
I'm not allowed to say funny things.
Not anymore, anyway.
It's too late, my boy. If you look at Proof Chieftain, carefully, you will notice that they have the same beards as Sage from Bungie.
I didn't look that closely, so I don't know.
Sure.
Okay. It's easy to say something about Sage from Bungie because that beard is amazing.
Pretty cool beard.
That is a cool beard.
Man, awesome. He has like worked his entire life for that sucker.
Don't tell Sage, you'll nerf it.
I have a my brother would probably grow that beard if he could. If he had the time, he would.
I mean, that's a sexy beard.
Dude, that's awesome beard. That's awesome. I mean a developer. Is he married?
Probably.
Wait a minute.
What are we talking about here?
Let's just move on.
No, but if... Hold on. It takes a long time to grow that. I'd interview him just for that beard. How long it took him to grow that?
It's like, dude, I don't really have any questions. I just wanted to see the beard.
Yeah, and I would end the show right there.
We should have told Chris to ask him that when he went to PAX.
Yeah.
Oops. Chris, you failed us once again.
Wait, again? Sorry. Wait a minute.
If I knew Chris was going to be that in deep and have that good video that he had at on that Just Dance thing.
That was probably the right time.
He had the best view of the stage, actually.
Yeah.
His camera was the best place.
That was cool.
Yeah, out of anybody, out of all the videos I've seen.
It was better than the Bungie upload.
Yeah, it was the best.
So, congrats to you on that one.
Well,
yeah, HD is pretty cool.
It is.
It's not even the HD, dude. It's where you were.
That too.
You know what? You caught all the people coming on and off the stage too with the audio.
Yeah, I just happened to be at the right place at the right time. I saw them starting to get up there, and I was like, uh-oh, something's happening. So I rushed over there pretty quickly.
I'm not saying you were especially talented for being it. I'm telling you that you were at the right place at the right time. That was awesome.
It was very cool.
Sam Neill had a great angle because he's talented. And where he was located, he knew where the great shot would be. Or was it? Did you know that was going to be a good shot?
No, well, I don't know. I didn't really think
about it. This is kind of where he ended up.
I just want to put him on the spot.
It was instinct.
It was instinct, huh?
Oh, that makes you even more bad.
He's a cameraman.
Okay, Ace, hit it.
Ah, you want me to hit it? I see.
What's
your turn? On number two? Okay, we'll rock it.
Well, you can skip number two.
Oh, cool. I'm all about that.
Ghost of Chile.
I'm all about that.
ghost or whatever, yeah.
Go host Chile. Hey, Potacular, this is my first submission. Awesome-tastic. I wanted to ask you guys why you didn't talk about World at War more during the COD versus Halo podcast. I think the campaign and multiplayer are the best. Sorry. The guns are really balanced except the tanks, who are stupidly strong, and the MP40 and Juggernaut. Oh, well, yeah, that totally sounds the best. Also, I'm really excited for Reach. Forge World looks amazing. Seems to be the run of the jokes here. Someone should make the Hunt for Nene map. I also wish I had more time to play O3 because I have 35 XP in Lone Wolves and need 50 for Light Switch. Anyway, thanks for reading. Well.
Hunt for Nene map.
Nene.
Nene.
Nay,
nay. No one's going to comment on that?
Nope. I guess not.
Nope. Actually, the game
that was out or majorly discussed at that time, I think, was Modern Warfare 2, so we just focused on that one a lot more.
Yeah.
I
love it. I think the campaign and multiplayer are the best. I mean, except for the tanks and the MP40 and Juggernaut. But other than that, it's the best.
I have Call of Duty Modern Warfare 1. I'm perfectly content with that game.
World at War was great, but I'm sorry. The only reason people bought it was Nazi zombies.
Nazi zombies.
That is the only reason people got the game. No one is rocking like World at War like I pone face on World at War. It's just like, hey, you want to go kill some Nazi zombies or some Japanese zombies? Yeah, sure. And thus Firefight was born.
Ooh. Yep.
Anyway, next, or do you want me to just take all these like really short ones back to back?
Well, Ghost of Chili has another one down below two.
Oh, so wait, there's Reach ones and then there's Reach ones?
This is the pre-show.
These were... No.
I was about to say, wait
the
a minute.
The ones on the bottom were more Reach specific, and a lot of the ones that are up here had random frag in the title, so I just automatically put them up there.
Awesome. Oh, and there's only three for the bottom one. I like that. Yeah. Ooh.
So you can read the small ones if you want. Just
yeah, it. I'll knock it out, and we'll let Chris get the big one on Halo Reach. It's all yours. All right, so the Almighty Bob says, could you guys make a Halo 1 feature at some point? Personally, I believe this is by far the best of the Halo series, but I'd like to hear what you think.
I love it when they refer to it as Halo 1.
Yeah, Halo 1. After a certain number, you just start calling the original. Well, I don't know. You don't ever call it Mario 1.
When I think of like Halo the original, whenever I hear someone say Halo CE, I think, oh, Custom Edition.
Oh, yeah. That's what.
So whenever someone says Halo CE, I think Custom Edition. When I hear someone say Halo 1, it's like, oh, Halo 1 Combat Evolved.
Yeah. Like a Halo 1 series, like a a feature. It's just because there wouldn't really be a whole lot to talk about that has not already been talked about 300 times.
Yep. I mean, we've gone back to Halo 1 every once in a while and talked about it.
But I mean, it was a great game, mind you, but there wasn't like really a lot to go in depth to. Great story, but not really a whole lot of...
I mean, everything that's been discussed about Halo 1 has probably been discussed and not going to be...
Yeah.
I mean, like, maybe once we get out, kind of phase out of Halo Reach, we may go back and kind of, like, summarize everything and kind of the whole transition.
Halo 1 remake.
Like, a whole trilogy. I want to see, like, a chronology, you know, like, start to beginning the history. That would be pretty cool. And you'd have to do it in order.
Well, Bungie did that for when they released Halo 3.
Well, that's what I'm saying. We need to do something like that, and we can't make
Reach last. That would be cool. We could do our own little feature on it.
Do it in chronological order as well.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially after Reach has been out.
Although it would look really weird with Reach coming out before like ODST and Halo 3. Because chronologically, ODST.
That's possible. That's very possible.
Chronologically, ODST happened like right after Halo 2.
Well, it was actually right in the middle of Halo 2.
Yeah, going to.
That's Waypoint's job.
Yeah, but they don't. They're not Podtacular, so.
Yeah, but that's all that stuff you talk. I know, but like, you want to put out a video? You talking about?
Yeah.
No, just well, yeah, something.
Timeline thing.
Yeah, I think that'd be cool.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, now that we've thrown that out there,
well,
next one.
Yeah, no, but those guys, I tell you, the you know who the guys that really like think about that stuff, the timeline stuff, and present it, they're trying to do it in Waypoint. I don't know if you guys have been watching the Waypoint videos that they're putting out. They put out those Waypoint videos of the time, not even and they don't stick to. Always, you know, they're somewhat skewed, but guys from Ascended Justice are working on that stuff.
Well, granted, I haven't really seen any of the videos they've put up ever since Ascended Justice came onto the Waypoint staff. But the thing that I have with Waypoint is a lot of the videos that they put up there aren't really that interesting to me, and the voice work really doesn't intrigue me at all. Like
Waypoint overall?
Yeah, or what used to be, like for all the 343 videos. Like some of the interviews were interesting and okay, but they weren't really, to me, adding to the Halo universe in a way that made me interested.
Waypoint is the big picture.
Well, yeah, I know it is. It just doesn't seem...
You gotta wait. You gotta give it some time.
And I still have this whole thing against kind of 343 Industries and them kind of quote unquote taking Halo from Bungie.
Well, that's something we have no control of. We can, if it was up to me, the Bungie would only have control of the entire Halo universe.
Well, yeah, me too.
But we have to go with the give up.
Dustin doesn't.
No.
Serious time right now.
Dustin just does his own.
Dustin, we have to go with what they give us.
Dustin, if David Ellis were here right now, would you say that exact same rant that you went on to his face?
I have no idea who that guy is, but
he's a former editor for 1UP.com, and he left because, for whatever reason, and he joined 343 Industries. And now he tweets a whole lot about his ventures in 343i.
Well, I'm not sure what he does, so...
I don't know what he does either. They make Halo videos and shit.
From the ones that shit I watched at the beginning, it wasn't that intriguing. And granted, it may be different now, but I haven't had much incentive to go on the waypoint except when I need to update my stats for achievements.
Are you angry because they're putting out inferior videos, or are you angry because you think that you could do a better job?
I don't think I could do a better job. I think if it was Bungie controlling it, it'd be a lot better quality.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that's killing me. Bungie's probably spoiled everybody. And that's good. That's good in my book. And that's it. And I don't need any more explanation. So fine. Bungie's spoiled me. Or at least put me in a direction. But I have to accept, like I do, everything you see from the community. It's a pool. You can't...
Someone just in the pool, Keith.
You know what? Okay, that's a great analogy. I have to just clean it out. If everybody shit at the same time, that would suck.
Okay. That'd be fucking gross, dude.
That would suck. Everybody on cue shit at the same time. Okay? My pool.
I don't think I could do that on command.
You could if you wanted to. You realized you could probably squeeze out a dookie.
Oh my god.
Wait, hold on. I do believe. Oh yes, there's the train. Let's hop back on it.
Can't wait for Reach. Oh my god.
So Wilbatron, knocking it out, says, "Hey, hello, Potacular. How's the top 10 going, Dusty? I have some clips that are good, which you probably need. Shout out to all the Scottish listeners because we are the best. Oh, wait, there's an addendum here that's saying, wait, I'm wrong about that.
Oh, come on.
That's just kind of cocky, Scottish listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Scottish. How many Scottish listeners do you have? You guys have that by genre?
All
by,
five of them are the best.
You guys have them breakdown by race in your statistics?
There can be only one Highlander.
That's why there's only five listeners, because every single one of them calls themselves the Highlander. And then they were like, nope, there can only be one. I got to get rid of that guy.
Right.
You have to chop his head off. It's the only way to kill Highlander.
Well, of course.
No, for real.
Deep sci-fi.
That's what I'm saying.
No sh**.
Sci-fi. You know you sh**.
Anyway, staying on the train, keeping it going. Tactic.
Do you not want me to answer the question?
What was the question?
I thought you already answered
it. Top 10, yeah.
Yeah, how's the top 10 going, Dusty? Go ahead and tell us.
Yeah, it's slow, but if you have clips, go ahead and send them to me. Top10@potacular.com.
Sexy.
Okay.
We should call up 343i and tell them their videos are shitty and they should put your top 10.
I'm not going to do that. They already let me get on with TSL, so I'm happy with that.
Yeah.
Now, that was a good video.
He can't.
You guys want to play something that isn't shit for once?
Oh, wait.
That was a fun night, though.
Well, of course, because you were there. Oh, wait.
Oh.
Keith was there, too.
I was there. Yeah, it was actually nice to hang out with that cast.
Shaking.
It's so funny heads. About that cast that they're so quiet.
Yeah. And then we just, like, blew everything up after we were done.
It reminds me of CM Newscast.
I've only played with CM like twice. I'm still not sure what his cast is like.
They're vocal and quiet at the same time. I'm lucky to have experience with both of those guys. I consider myself very lucky.
I consider myself extremely lucky, too, especially with the amount of people I've gotten to talk with this summer.
Me too. I know Duststorm. That's about as
far as
Dust has gotten.
I saw something on... CM Neo said something.
I honestly have not really met anyone special.
Am I really special?
I just said I've met you, and that's about it.
Oh, boy.
Like, I guess I kind of have talked to BS Angel, but I mean, I think that's about the extent of it.
Yeah.
All right, if we're going to hit the dropping names type of thing.
I've met blah, 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 and such and such, and dur-ga-dur.
You're Shishka.
Everything... Nothing matters unless you've talked to a Bungie employee. That's what I remember. Everybody's just like, yeah, okay.
No, I mean, there's still a lot of community members out there that are just wonderful to me. And I mean, BS Angel was just really great to have on. And
I don't know how you guys meet all these people.
I'm not sure either.
Community members get my juices flowing. The Bungie or anything else... of that is just, it's, I don't even know what to do or even say. It's just like, they must deal with so many things. I don't even know what, if I ever got to interview one of them, I don't even know what to say. Seriously, the community is what gets my juices flowing.
Yeah.
That sounded hot.
A year ago, barely knew anyone. I was in my own little world a year ago, and then I met all the you guys and all these other people. That were part of this Halo community.
And we've just ruined it for you, haven't we?
Yeah.
You thought Halo was this, like, legitimate, awesome thing, and then you meet people like me and Brent, and we just talk.
Don't throw me in there, man.
Oh, you're... No, you're there.
The fire.
You're jumping in with me. If you really want to know what I'm talking about, just go to the archives of Podtacular. Oh. Look for the E3 show.
Oh, jeez.
And that'll be... That's all I have said.
Dude, I'm an old school guy. I know you guys... I've definitely listened to this old school stuff. I've listened to Podtacular for years.
But have you checked out the E3 show?
No.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Try listening to that one first and then let us know what you think.
Yeah, don't...
Okay.
Keith would listen to it. He'd be like, I can never host again, guys. Like, seriously.
Nah, there's nothing you could say to do to me that could hurt me. Nothing. Nothing.
Oh.
It's okay. Oh. I'll probably show you things that we should do more.
No. Trust me when I say...
Don't you dare.
That show.
You challenging me?
I'm challenging you to listen to it, yes.
Okay. I'm not bound by...
Good luck, good sir.
Anything. This is what I told... I told Chris Burke, Damien from his Spartan Life episode on Waypoint. So you guys, you keep doing your episodes over there. Microsoft doesn't tell me what to do. I told them. I can say anything in my interviews. You can't say anything you want to. And he's like, fuck. I met him in the city. He's an awesome guy. I hope I meet him. I'm going to send him a message for meet him at the Halo Reach party in the city on Monday night.
Cool.
This Spartan Life, they came back on Halo Waypoint in a big way. Nice thing.
Okay, well, that's all we're going to read for the random frags for this week. We do have three more submissions kind of falling under the Halo Reach category. We think Ace dropped out for technical difficulty reasons, so he won't be reading the last one, but we're going to go ahead and hit these last few ones off real quick. Chris, you want to pick one of them up since it's your turn?
Sure. Which one are we on?
Ghost.
Okay.
Ghost chili.
Toast chili.
Ghost chili. Ghost chili says, "Hey, PodTac, this is my second submission. It's 5 a.m. and I just saw the new Halo Reach trailer for Spartan Will Rise. I would like to say that I like how all the Spartans are different nationalities and how Noble Six is compared to the Chief by being called Hyper Lethal. I wonder if this means he's related to the Chief or something, or if he's better, and it also makes me wonder why he isn't around in any other Halo game. This probably means he and everyone else will die, but that's my opinion. In some of the other Halo books, Spartans survive, but it's all up to Bungie to see what happens. Either way, this game's going to be friggin' awesome. That's all I keep.
Brent failed on his grammar check. Oops.
That was very hard to read.
Fraggin' trucks, baby.
Full of covenant. Okay. And Brent's moving his cursor around again.
Well, it's all about wishes.
Well, I mean, you gotta realize I'm not a miracle worker. I mean, I can't fix every submission.
Wait, you're not? I thought you were. I was under the impression that you could fix anything.
No.
He did give that impression.
I'm like Captain Planet. I come through in the clutch. That's what I'm using.
Captain
Planet. He's a hero.
Oh my god.
I hate that captain.
I know. He's weird.
Sucks.
He looks like the Jolly Green Giant. But like short. Who's next?
So just the Jolly Green.
My kids, anything.
I think it's your turn, Brent.
All right. Heavenly Yeti says, "Hi, Podtacular. Long time no see. Some of you may remember me as Heavenly Yeti. I was here ages ago, but kind of fell off the proverbial Halo planet for a long while. Doesn't matter now. I'm back. Just thought I'd give you a heads up on a small little community project I'm trying to bring together, which I'm hoping you could link to in the news section on the main page." And perhaps a slight plug on the podcast in order to give the thing a bit more momentum. Basically, we're all trying to get a nice, clean Halo Reach music playlist together created by the community. Now, this isn't some generic metal fest or rave-tacular like most of the things tend to devolve into. The playlist is tailored for Reach multiplayer, and all the songs have a very Halo feel about them, subtle or vibrant. Don't trust me? Take a look at what we have so far, sample some songs even, and then there's a link, which Dustin will probably not link to. That's my pitch.
It'll be in the show notes.
Maybe. Hope you like the idea and we can get this thing fired up. Thanks, smiley face.
I tend to stay away from the Bungie forums.
Yeah. That was pretty awesome. Too awesome, in fact.
Well, it's nice to be like back to that. Yay.
Hmm. Perhaps. Last one that we have is from Jonah. He writes, "You should have a fan game night for Halo Reach's debut."
Oh,
yeah. I think we'll all be busy playing the campaign on the.
Yeah, I think everyone will be playing the campaign at that point.
We're
so.
Playing. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, that's yes.
Storyline.
Even though Dustin's already seen all of it.
We can all do something special that night. We could all have a big LAN party. We could all have a live showing. We could all have a recording.
We could.
We could, but we won't.
We will do that the week after. Yeah. The Reach is done, then we know what we're doing.
Yeah. See, now I don't have to worry about that because I'm probably not going to go to a midnight launch because I don't think Toys R Us is having one. I'm just going to pick it up the next morning.
It's not that you have to go to a midnight launch. It's spending the time recording, editing, or doing anything. It's just, no, that time should be blacked out. For us. Yeah.
This is me time.
Yeah, me time. Understand. I don't understand, like you said, the request for live shows during a release.
To a point. And like we discussed earlier, it's like even the launch parties, everyone's having a good time, and then that, when the game's out, everyone goes home and plays.
Jack 34 wants to play.
At the regular.
So.
Yes.
Oh my god.
ZOMG, dude! Okay, well, that pretty much wraps up the show for this episode. And we're basically trying to just get back into the swing of things. So we're just going through the mailbox, which is what we did today. Next time we will probably start talking about more Reach-specific stuff. You won't have to worry about spoilers. We'll keep those away until Reach comes out. And we'll probably definitely talk about news stuff that's come out. But we'll explicitly state when we talk about that in the next show. Thanks to all the guests who came on, Keet, CM Near, and Ace of Spades card. Thanks again for coming last minute via Twitter.
No pro.
I'm sure you guys will be on again very soon.
Glad to be here.
So, best of luck to both of you in your Halo Reach pursuits.
Have no idea what that's going to be, but...
Oh, I'm sure it's going to be...
That's the point, right?
Blissful.
We all know we're going to do something. Something.
Something, yes. Something. Possibly very secret.
We're trying to be secretive, but we have no idea.
We have no clue what's going on. Yeah, we're just along for the ride.
Yeah.
We just
or are we?
Yeah.
Do we?
We might know. We're not telling you. We don't know shit.
We don't know anything, boy.
We know nothing.
We were never here. Yeah. Didn't see us at all. So, for the wrap-up, send in your comments, questions, submissions to submissions@podtacular.com. Our show is community-centered based on your submissions, so be sure to submit. I need to reword that so there's not so many submits in there. I just realized that. Watch podtacular.com for an invitation to submit your stuff for next week's show, which there will be an announcement this time around.
Well, be sure to check out our website, podtacular.com, while you're in there. Come drop a line in the forums and get involved with the community.
Someone.
Thanks to everyone that contributes to Podtacular by dedicating time to lead events, helping out with bills by donating through PayPal, following us on Twitter and Facebook, or subscribing to the show on iTunes and Zoom Marketplace.
PayPal would be very helpful since I just spent $500 on tournament prizes. Check out the other shows on the GamerCast Network, Gamertag Radio, Uncle Gamer, Sarcastic Gamer, the GCN Video Game Show, Post Game Report, and Destructoid.
That's it.
And that's pretty much it for the show. Thanks, guys, for tuning in. We will have another show pretty soon, so probably by the time this podcast is out, there will already be an announcement. Make sure you submit to get your word in. It'll most likely be about Reach. Should be about Reach. And until next time, I am Dust Storm.
I'm Brent Gamer.
I'm Sam Near.
I'm Keith.
And we will see you guys in a few days.